This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and Germany today signed 19 key Memoranda of Understanding MOUs and made 8 major announcements. It includes a joint declaration of intent to strengthen bilateral defence industrial cooperation and the establishment of a Chief Executive Officers Forum to bolster trade and investment. The MOUs were inked and announcements were made following high-level meetings between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said, both nations signed a declaration in order to strengthen defence industrial cooperation focused on co-development and co-production.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा में बढ़ता सहयोग हमारे आपसी भरोसे और साझी सोच का प्रतीक है। रक्षा व्यापार से जुड़ी प्राथमिकताओं को सरल बनाने के लिए मैं चांसलर मर्ज का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ। हम रक्षा उद्योगों के बीच सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए एक रोडमैप उस पर भी काम करेंगे जिससे को डेवलपमेंट और को प्रोडक्शन के नए अवसर खुलेंगे।
Mr. Modi underscored that the two nations are unanimous in their fight against terrorism. The Prime Minister said the bilateral trade between India and Germany has reached its highest level ever, surpassing the $50 billion mark. Speaking during a media briefing, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said German Chancellor's visit to India witnessed a significant engagement between the two countries. A major highlight was the announcement of visa-free transit for Indian passport holders through Germany, alongside a new framework for the recruitment of Indian healthcare professionals.
During the course of the discussions today, the German Chancellor pointed to specific areas such as caregivers and nurses in which there is a very large demand in Germany. So the outlook on that is very good, and this is important enough now for German authorities to consider dedicated institutional arrangements, and we will be discussing those issues with them.
Prime Minister Modi is attending the concluding session of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekanand. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also visited the exhibition and interacted with young leaders to know their innovation and ideas. Prime Minister Modi today shared an article by Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy highlighting the country's Gen Z contribution, who are channelizing their energies as a force for good. Responding to another post of Mr. Reddy, the Prime Minister said the article also stressed the coal sector's contribution to the country's journey towards Vikasit Bharat 2047. The Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of February on the Sunday in the Lok Sabha. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the process of budget presentation will begin at 11 a.m. in the lower house on the 1st of February. He was replying to a question in this regard during a press conference in New Delhi today. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and U.S. are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. He said the next talk on trade will be held tomorrow. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. Ambassador to India in New Delhi. In Bangladesh, veteran singer and Awami League leader Pralay Chaki has died while in custody, with his family alleging negligence and denial of medical care. Chaki was arrested in December in connection with a case linked to an alleged attack during the anti-discrimination student movement. His death has drawn condolences from prominent musicians and has renewed debate over the treatment of detainees and access to medical care in custody in Bangladesh. India's retail inflation rose to 1.33% in December last year on an annual basis, up from 0.71% in November. The data was released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty snapped a 5-day losing streak, ending around 0.4% higher. The Sensex climbed 302 points to close at 83,878. The central government has notified the National Sports Governance National Sports Bodies Rules 2026 under the National Sports Governance Act 2025. The rules provide the framework for the inclusion of sportspersons of outstanding merit, composition of general body and executive committee. And that is the end of this news bulletin.